Welcome back. I'm Al Franken. With me, of course,
I'm Catherine Lanfer. Larry Johnson is a former CIA officer who trained in the class with outed CIA officer Valerie Plame Wilson. Johnson was also the deputy director of the U.S. State Department's Office of Counterterrorism between 1989 and 1993. He's currently the CEO of Berg Associates, an international security consulting firm. He joins us from the studios of the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the show.
Afternoon, guys.
Yep, afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Let me ask you a question right off. Does the leaking of Valerie Plame as Valerie Plame Wilson as an undercover CIA agent damage national security?
Yes. I mean, it's an act of treason, pure and simple.
How does it damage national security?
Understanding that what Valerie was involved with, she was a non-official cover officer, which means she had no association, a visible association with the U.S. government at all. Not just that she was, you know, there's some people undercover who are presumed to work for other parts of the federal government, but not with the CIA. But instead, she was working for a private company. So, and that got her overseas to be able to meet with people who normally might not meet with a U.S. government agency, but mm-hmm. they'd be willing to meet with someone in the private sector. And in that sense, once you're meeting with those people, you're in a position where you can start trying to recruit them, identify possible sources of information. And as we know from the press reports, she clearly was working on issues that involved weapons of mass destruction. When she was outed, that created a trail of breadcrumbs that you could just trace backwards to identify sources she was working with, people who perhaps were collaborating and helping the CIA. It was a major. I haven't seen the damage assessment, but I would be willing to bet that it was very important.
You know, that's interesting. I'm just wondering if you think that damage has gotten lost in the way that people are going after the cover-up story.
I don't think it's lost on Patrick Fitzgerald, and I don't think it's been lost on the federal judges who have heard the various appeals, and I certainly don't think it was lost on the CIA officials who sent the complaint to the Department of Justice, which puts, you know, completely to bed this lie that's being spread that she was somehow some desk jockey out there, you know, I guess polishing coffee mugs.
Now, let's get into that, because, first of all, let's make it clear. Valerie Wilson wasn't an undercover agent, and once her cover is blown, she's no longer an undercover agent. But you called her a non-official cover officer.
Correct.
Which and now that meant, from what I read, that there's certain that's a level by which you're, as you were talking, like if you're like have like a diplomatic passport,
yeah.
you get caught spying in a foreign country. That's what you call a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Right.
Well, let's talk about just what sort of threats or pressures was she subjecting herself to with her status?
If she would have been caught, she could have been executed. That's the simple truth. Because it's like spying, military officers who are caught spying out of uniform, they can be executed as well, because in a case of war, they're supposed to be wearing their uniform. And they don't get the Geneva protection, or Geneva Convention protection. So literally in this case, she really was sort of double secret. And there are other people out at CIA that work on a daily basis at a desk job that are still undercover. Here's the bottom line. You don't reveal their names. You don't reveal anything that helps you identify who these people are. And the fact that Karl Rove and the Republican National Committee can't get that through their skulls is just, to me, astonishing.
Okay, so she didn't have this kind of passport that gets you out of jail free.
Right.
She was in danger if she got caught.
Correct.
In a foreign country.
And that's why I call it an act of treason.
And has there ever been, I can't remember a time when a partisan political operative has publicly identified a CIA NOC.
No, you're right. It's the first time. And in fact, the previous outings of case officers and U.S. intelligence officers was done by other CIA officers like Aldrich Ames and Philip Agee, where names were printed and published or passed to foreign intelligence services. You know, this is the first time since 1948 when the CIA was established that you've had some partisan political hack step up and decide that the wife of Ambassador Wilson is fair game, even though she is an undercover officer.
I mean, and he said that. He said she's fair game.
Absolutely. Told Chris Matthews that, and Matthews is on the record with that.
Okay. Now, Let's talk about this, because this whole thing is about an effort to smear Joe Wilson. And it's an effort to smear Joe Wilson because Joe Wilson basically caught them in a huge lie about their weapons of mass destruction claims. And
you got to watch Telling the Truth in Washington. That can get you in trouble.
Well, Joe Wilson did that, and boy, it hurt his family and hurt his wife and hurt potentially a lot of people, including all of us, because she was in weapons of mass destruction. So this is the last thing we need, is outing a national security asset who's working in weapons of mass destruction, everybody. This is endangering you. This is endangering you, my friends. And now they got now they're still doing it. They're still smearing them.
Yeah, they haven't stopped. And that's what, you know, let me put this into context. You know, this may get me thrown off the show, but I'm still a registered Republican. I worked on the government.
I'm sorry. You have
I know. We all have our faults. I worked on the gubernatorial campaign of Kit Bond, and I was recommended to the CIA by Senator Hatch. And to watch Hatch and Bond participate in this smear is one of the most sickening, disgusting spectacles I've seen. There, right now, in the Republican Party, there is no honor. We do not have a man of Howard Baker's integrity that would stand up and challenge a sitting president when the president was doing wrong. And in this case, while I don't know if President Bush himself did wrong or was involved in any aspect of this, the fact of the matter is he's got people working on his staff who clearly participated in it, and he needs to tell them, I don't care whether you broke a law, you're out the door, because this is not the standard that I promised to govern under.
Yeah, I mean, and he's been very clear about it, and then he changed the bar.
Yeah,
now he's
flip-flop.
Now he's going, you have to break a law to be out of here. Okay.
I'm curious, are you talking with people who still work in the CIA or just in the security or the intelligence community? What are you hearing?
No, I talked, another one of Valerie's classmates just went overseas in the last couple of weeks to take up a new assignment. And we were chatting, and this person was just as disgusted and distraught by what he was what he was seeing, and just.
And what's his name?
Right. See, we don't give that up.
Anyway, I see.
Here's what's so ironic about this.
I was just trying to make news.
When we trained together, when we entered our CIA class, we didn't even tell each other our last names. So I didn't know Valerie Plame was Valerie Plame until one of my other classmates who knew her, you know, had much more extensive social contacts with her, said, that's our Val, because I knew her as Valerie P. She knew me as Larry J.
So it's like a 12-step program.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I just want to get to, and maybe we'll take a break before we do it, get to what the smear hasn't ended, and it continues to this moment. And part of the smear is these right-wing or these Republicans or whoever they are continuing to try to minimize what Valerie Plame Wilson's job was,
right,
and call her a desk jockey.
Yeah.
Talk to that for 1 second, and then when we come back, we're going to play a few of these people doing that.
Yeah, I understand that when she was out there working in this in the counterproliferation division, and that's in the Senate Intelligence Committee report, so I'm not giving up any classified secrets on that either. Counterproliferation means you mount efforts to go out and detect and identify people who are going to be offering to sell uranium, offering to sell chemical agents that could be precursors for possible biological weapons or chemical weapons. And she was trying to identify individuals who were either involved with those transactions and or were willing to help us get a mole inside of those transactions. So this goes to the very heart of what we've seen as the real serious threat that faces us today, and that she was involved with that and gets minimized and disparaged as some sort of desk jockey. There's nothing wrong with desk jockeys, but this woman was out there, and she was on the cutting edge, and she was doing it in a very humble, low-key fashion until outed by this administration.
And aren't there people who have desk jobs, and then they go out undercover?
That's
James Bond, I understand, had a desk job most of the time, but they just didn't make films about that.
Yeah, when you go to Hollywood and you make that pitch, they go, nah, it's just, you know, they're those full shots of sitting there shuffling papers. The reality, there are lots of people out there who work at desk jobs who are undercover. I was undercover out there till the day I walked out the door in September of 1989, and I worked at a desk.
Okay, well, we are going to return with Larry Johnson who went to CIA school with Valerie P. And we'll be right back with the Al Franken Show here on Air America Radio.